Hello, my name is Sarah Jane Smith and I'm a quantum healing hypnosis practitioner. This technique achieves the deepest possible level of hypnosis. This unique way of hypnosis is a very powerful tool which can help people with mental, emotional, and physical trauma. This therapy is so powerful that all you need is one session. You can get answers to all of your life questions. First, we'll get an understanding of what caused the issue so that healing can begin. Expand your consciousness and remember who you truly are. Are you ready to unlock the potential of your soul and free your mind?
US, I really does capture where this is coming from. US COVID response taken over by National Security Council in March 2020 to impose pre-prepared lockdown plan, evidence shows. In previous articles, the writer says, I discussed the probability that Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Task Force coordinator, alongside with Anthony Fauci, was not a representative of the public health agencies, but rather was appointed by the National Security Council. So the writer says, I now have proof that this was indeed the case. I have also uncovered documents that show, as of 13th of March 2020, the National Security Council, NSC, was officially in charge, security agency, of US government COVID policy. Starting on March the 18th, 2020, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, brackets evil, under the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, evil, was officially in charge of the US government's COVID response. And the writer goes on to give the details of how that can be shown to be true. And an astonishing government document dated March 13, 2020, reveals that United States policy in response to SARS-CoV-2 was not set by public health agencies designated in pandemic preparedness protocols, but rather by the National Security Council. What is the National Security Council, it asks? According to its website, the NSC is the president's principal forum for considering national security and foreign policy matters with his or her senior advisors and cabinet officials. It's a scam. The whole thing's been a scam from the start. And this is a story. And the reason it's important is that if you want to see what's planned for the West tomorrow, then look at China today. And they've got this zero COVID policy, which is just destroying the modicum of freedom that existed before. And the headline says, take a rare glimpse into China's zero COVID madhouse. And the Western world has been given a rare, intimate inside look at the confines of a Chinese COVID-19 concentration camp after Financial Times Shanghai correspondent Thomas Hale was ensnared by the President Xi Jinping's zero COVID regime. It's not that Hale had tested positive, merely being designated as a close contact was enough to sentence him to 10 days of confinement on a secret island camp identified only as P7. So what he's doing is describing here how PCR testing, not testing for the virus, is almost a daily ritual, and people, testing booths are common on many street corners, he says. And because of this QR code connection, connected to the internet, etc., they can in real time track people. And so he went into a bar and just left and went home. And apparently someone who'd been at the bar then tested positive. And via the tracking system, the authorities knew that this guy, Hale, the journalist, had been there too. Hale had won some kind of terrible lottery. On the day he was in the bar, there were only 18 cases tested positive with a test not testing for it in all of Shanghai, a city of 26 million people. But after a few days after his bar outing, the authorities called to confirm he'd been at the bar. The next day, a caller from the Shanghai Municipal Center for Disease Control and Prevention alerted him that the authorities were on their way. Hale was about to be, quote, taken away, an expression Chinese use to describe this phenomenon. And then he was told by the person at the hotel he was staying at that he couldn't leave. Then came the men in hazmat suits, escorted him to a deserted hallway and onto a bus driven by another bloke in a hazmat suit. And then he goes off into quarantine in what was basically a shipping container. And that's where he was for 10 days. There was no hot water, no shower, unopened duvet, small pillow, a toothbrush, one tube of toothpaste, and roll-up mattress, roughly the thickness of an oven glove. Now, that's what's going on in China all the time, every day. And that, you know, I was asked a question this week in an interview, why are China doing this? Well, because they're setting the blueprint, as indeed the whole Chinese system is, for being played out across the rest of the world.
The whole basis of the manipulation is to divide us and is to get us to judge each other, to hate each other, to envy each other, to compete with each other.
It's to confuse people, especially the young, about their gender who weren't confused before. That's what it's about.
A lot of people don't carry cash anymore, and they're not grabbing credit cards either. Instead, they're using their smartphones.
A currency that wouldn't be cash, it would be merely electronic, for which there are fundamental implications for human freedom.
The United States is preparing for a war against Russia through Ukraine, and what they plan is to try to take Crimea back. The idea for this Third World War is to involve Russia and China against the West.
The coronavirus pandemic started in China. Oxygen, medical supplies, and hospital staff have continued.
One of the five vaccines envisioned.
Stage one, you create a problem. It could be a manufactured virus. You want a reaction, and you want them to either say, do something, or you want them to accept what the authorities suggest must be done. So one of the agendas is to massively cull the population. They want to reduce the numbers.